When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
And it is over! The Rangers win! The Rangers win and advance to the Final Four! Wow! What a comeback!
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Got to run to keep from having. And I'm bound to keep on riding. I got one more silver dollar, but I'm not gonna let them catch me, no. Not gonna let them catch the Midnight Rider.
Chris,
yeah!
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan, WFAN.
Yeah! 1202 on The Fan. McMonagle here with you. 888-808-1019. That's the new number. I'm going to try and say it right. I'm going to say it wrong. That's just who I am. And you got to be yourself. That's what they say in this business. Be yourself. Well, I'm the guy who gets this wrong. But 888-808-1019-1019. Should be easy enough. We'll get used to it. We'll do it together. But that's the number to call. We'll do it for the next 5 hours on our five-hour midnight ride until the warm-up show live from DJ's in Belmar, New Jersey for the kickoff the summer program. As it is Memorial Day weekend, and Memorial Day weekend is this flat, you know, this tentpole event that we talk about when we look at our baseball teams. And we focus so much over the last few weeks on our basketball team and our hockey team, and we're going to get to the hockey team who must show up for Game 2. We got plenty of time to do it. We will get to the Rangers in Game 2, and yet again, everybody thinking there's a secret weapon waiting that the Rangers are just waiting to unveil for Game 2. We'll get to it at 888-808-1019. I think that's how I'm going to say it, 1019. It gets easier. But 101.9 FM. But typically, it's like, oh, no, tell me where you are. That's when you first take a look at your team, Memorial Day. It's the first time you take a look. Well, let's take a look. Let's take a look at the New York Yankees for half a second. We'll get to the Mets in a moment. The New York Yankees, the best team in the American League, New York Yankees, the first place New York Yankees, and they just beat an elite team over the last 2 days. I mean, it doesn't matter that they can't hit. Doesn't matter that Seattle's batting average is horrendous and, you know, J-Rod, as Michael Kay won't stop calling him, is awful so far this year. It doesn't matter. Seattle's obviously an elite team. They beat them the first two games of the series. That's why. But the New York Yankees are absolutely rolling, and there's a reason why. And no, it's not what everybody thinks, and we're focused on the wrong things. Because you know what? We've seen too many times come postseason time, and I still think it will be. Come postseason time, especially for this group of Yankees, and over the last 5 or 6 years, really since 2017, but you could probably go even further than that, back to the 2003 World Series when they couldn't hit the Florida Marlins. And Josh Beckett. When this team loses in the postseason, it's typically because they do not score. I get that. And the offense has been shut out a bunch this year. I get that. And all we focus on is Aaron Judge and whether or not they're going to sign Juan Soto and how incredible Juan Soto is. And we hate Gleyber Torres. And we focus all on that. And the fact of the matter is, if you look at the New York Yankees, the reason they are winning, the reason they are this force right now in the American League is this pitching staff. This pitching staff is outrageously good. And we saw it again from Luis Gil, who is an absolute beast. His fastball changeup combination is devastating, and he looks like what we have been waiting for since Cole has been on this team, that secondary ace to go with Cole. Right? They spent a ton of money a couple years ago to try and get it. It's been an elusive thing for this team. But Luis Gil right now is pitching like an ace. and he is dominant. And this rotation that, I mean, every single starting pitcher on this team, the worst ERA on this team right now, the worst is Nestor Cortez with a 3.29. That's the worst. And they are on a stretch right now of pitching dominant baseball. And yes, it's amazing, and thank God that Judge is back. And I, all you people who doubted him were absolutely out of your minds. And in the last 25 games, listen to this. In the last 25 games, Aaron Judge has 11 singles, 11 doubles, and 11 home runs in the last 25 games. I mean, the guy is unbelievable. He already has his OPS up over 1,000. This is a guy who had it in the 700s, what seemed like a week ago. And it's already up over 1,000. He is the best hitter in baseball. And him and Juan Soto are a force in the middle of the lineup. And Giancarlo Stanton is healthy. I mean, it takes some days off. It takes strictly DH, and it takes not running the bases. But right now, he's healthy and being productive in the middle of the lineup. Verdugo has added an element of left-handed power and production and contact in the middle of the lineup. And right now, both catchers are doing really well. And obviously, Trevino has been unbelievable. And that's great. And obviously, we all look to the offense because they're the Bronx Bombers. But right now, if you look at what this team is, they pitch. Whether it's the bullpen, whether it's the starting rotation, right now, they have the best ERA for any staff in Major League Baseball. And this is a team and a rotation that this was supposed to be the weakness of this team. I just checked the new call screen, which, by the way, we've got new computers. Like, it's a whole new thing. And I see someone wants to talk about Trevor Bowers. Trevor Bauer. That's who they needed. They needed Bauer, or they needed Snell, or they needed Montgomery, because this rotation was crap. And without the great Gerrit Cole, who hopefully is a month away or so, without Cole, this rotation's in shambles. And they didn't get Yamamoto, and what the hell is Brian Cashman doing? And they're sitting on their laurels, and they're worried about payroll, and blah. And all this rotation has done has been a dominating force. And it's a rotation, and the depth of the rotation, that was gutted in the offseason. Whether it was trading for Juan Soto, whether it was trading for Verdugo, whether it was how many they lost at the Rule 5 draft, whether it was last year, 2 years ago's deadline, when they traded away to Oakland A's all of their young pitching depth. This organization has been gutted in the starting pitching department over the last 2 years, and all they do is throw this rotation at you. They find Luis Hill. Carlos Rodon has been better. Clark Schmidt's been unbelievable. Nestor Cortez is the worst of the bunch at a 3.29, and he can't hit him at home. And the back end of the bullpen, I mean, just the bullpen overall, but Clay Holmes, who goes out and pitches multiple innings in this game last night, or yesterday, should I say, as they even a series with Seattle. It still feels like a series win to me after the fluke of the first game. I mean, they're up four runs in the first game in the ninth inning. That's a fluke loss. They outplayed Seattle 3 out of 4 games. And right now, as you take a look at this team, this is the best pitching staff in baseball. And they've done it despite trading away all of their depth for Juan Soto, Verdugo, Montas, losing it in the Rule 5 draft. And they found guys, and you know, they've answered questions with Rodon, but the big thing for me is, and this is going to be the question the entire year with Luis Hill, who is absolutely becoming a story, who absolutely is starting to become one of these rookie sensations. Now, I know we've seen him before multiple years ago for a brief stint, and he won all his, I think he won like his first 7 starts in a Yankee uniform, whatever the case may be. But this is now becoming something special. In spring training, he was relegated to the minor league complex at the beginning of it, and he pitched so damn well they brought him back, and now makes it as the 5th starter when you weren't sure he was going to be. And he has been absolutely dominant. And whether it's one hit in six and a third inning yesterday or the 14 strikeouts in the game before, it is becoming must-see television when Luis Gil is on the mound. And Luis Gil versus Castillo, a pitcher who everybody wanted a couple years ago, and the Yankees were the typical old Yankees for not trading for him and not giving up prospects and not doing everything they can to get Luis Castillo, who's one of the better pitchers in the American League. He outduels Castillo. He shuts down this lineup. He gives up one hit. And don't you dare call me and tell me Seattle can't hit. Don't after a full week of hearing about how they can't beat good teams like the Seattle Mariners, don't call me and say, well, they can't hit. Not a big-time performance of to give up one hit over six and a third. I don't care who you're facing. This is Major League Baseball. Six and a third, one hit, 14 strikeouts, and when he's on the mound, it is now going to start to become an event, and they have found that guy who can be in a playoff series, dominant, miss bats, and be that guy to pair with Cole, to go along with Rodon, who is pitching great besides one bad start against the Baltimore Orioles. He's got a 3.27 ERA. He looks not quite the dominant force we might have seen in either San Francisco or Chicago, but still pretty damn good. You've got, obviously, Cole coming back. Nestor's been great. I mean, how consistent has Marcus Stroman been? As long as this rotation stays healthy with the addition of Cole, this is the best starting staff in all of baseball, and it was a perceived weakness. And if you've listened to my shows and you're a fan of me, you will know that I am big on weaknesses and strengths. I believe that teams need to follow a formula that they built to start the year. That your strengths need to be your strengths. That's how I've always, whenever a strength is not a strength, it scares me. And on the reverse, because the strength is supposed to be the bullpen, and the strength is, well, you know, throughout the years here, but the strength is supposed to be this offense, and now that it's, you know, leading the American League in runs scored, and Soto and Judge are rounding into shape, and Judge is the best hitter in baseball yet again, and the offense is scoring runs, and, you know, and Giancarlo Stanton is now healthy, and Verdugo is coming through in big moments, and Volpe, who's now on a 16-game hitting streak, while the offense is a strength, the perceived weakness was this rotation. And for this rotation to not be the weakness, but to be the overall strength, more so than the offense, more so than the bullpen, more so than any other aspect of this team, the rotation is its strength. And so when you have your strength as a weakness, it's devastating for a team. But when you have your weakness become your strength, that is the kind of thing that turns a good team to a great team. And that's where the New York Yankees are right at this moment. They are the best team in the American League, and they are the Philadelphia Phillies never losing, shy of being the best team in Major League Baseball. And Luis Gil is becoming that pitcher in the postseason, and that's why, and they're going to have to figure this out. As the return of Cole looms and the innings that Luis Gil has thrown over the last couple of years due to Tommy John injury, they are going to have to navigate this. I understand they've talked about the different elements of ways to measure this, and it's not strictly inning limits, and they have ways to judge on his level of tiredness and his arm strength and blah, 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 blah. We all know he is not making 30 starts. They are not just saying, hey, you're like every other starter, go out there and start. I would be shocked. I'd be shocked. So this is what they have to do. And I don't care how they do it. There's different ways to go about it. Whether it's just keeping a six-man rotation where he's the guy who rotates and doesn't pitch every fifth day. Whether it is putting him in the bullpen for a time, which scares me because I do not want to, you know, pull him. I want to keep him stretched out to be a starter because ultimately the finish line of this season has to include Luis Gil in the rotation. I don't want him in the bullpen. I want him in the rotation. Barring devastating injuries to a bullpen, which I guess then you could sell me on if there's literally no one in the eighth inning or Clay Holmes goes down or whatever the case may be, then you could sell it. But as is, with the pitching being as it is, as they're just getting back pitchers from injury to add to the bullpen. There is still Efros on the way. There is a trade deadline where it's easy to get bullpen arms, and we've seen what this team and Matt Blake and this organization does with anybody who's a sinker slider pitcher. You bring him in, the Yankees are going to make him better. There's a bunch of different ways to help this bullpen. Luis Gil and this performance and this type of pitching and his ability to go through a lineup, that is too good, too unique, too special, and too much on a roll right now to think of it anything else than a game two starter of a division series. So there's got to be a way to massage it because he's not making 30 starts, but they have to figure it out. And for me, the answer is not put him in the bullpen, and that's where he finishes out his days for the rest of the 2024 season. This season needs to end with Luis Gil being in the rotation because that's how damn good he is. This is not a fluke. This is not Aaron Small winning 12 games in a row in 2005. This is a dominant pitcher with a 98-mile-an-hour fastball, a devastating changeup, confidence, and location. Right now, he is on a roll. And it's going to start to build steam. And early on, he seemed like a guy who was bothered by umpire, you know, calls. He looked so much more calm. He looked so much more confident. And every single start, he gets a little bit better. So I don't know how they get to the finish line of him being in this rotation, but that's where they need to get. And as much as we talk about who's going to pay Soto and how much you're going to pay Soto, and the owner said this and the owner said that, and Judge, oh, how did we ever doubt this man? He's already got his OPS up to 1,000. And, you know, now you're going to have the Martian and Jason Dominguez come back. Where do you fit him? You know, LeMahieu's going to join them in Anaheim. Where does he fit into this? Gleyber Torres, could you trade him at the deadline? I still like Cabrera, the catching position. All this stuff are all talking points and all parts of the pieces why this is the best team in the American League. But the driving force of this team is its perceived weakness, the starting rotation. Because, man, do they pitch. They have the best ERA in all of baseball. Think about that for a second. A staff that we wrung our hands over the entire offseason. A staff that we, all of us, myself included, had our hearts in our throat when we saw a TMZ video of Gerrit Cole going to the airport because he's on his way to go see a doctor who specializes in Tommy John surgery. And we figured this was it. How can you win without Gerrit Cole? Who are they without Gerrit Cole? They are this rotation's a laughingstock. And Brian Cashman and this ownership group is a mockery and a joke and embarrassing. And George Steinbrenner would be turning over in his grave right now because they're not going out and getting Snell and they're not going out and getting Montgomery. Embarrassing. And they just sat back. And right now, this rotation is as good as it gets. And Luis Gil is pitching as well as Yamamoto. And while Snell just coming back from injury and Montgomery are not off to a great start, we'll see where we are at the end of the season. This might not last. Who knows? But right now, as we pop our head up, on the first day, we're allowed to look at the standings. Yankees are in first place. On the first day, we're allowed to get a feel for what kind of team you have. As we hit Memorial Day weekend, I'll tell you what kind of team the Yankees have. A damn good one. One that's in first place, one that pitches, one that hits, leads the American League in runs scored, gives up the least amount of runs in the league, and is right now as good as anyone in baseball. The best team in the division, and bring on the Baltimore Orioles, and bring on the elite Seattle Mariners, and bring on any other team that you think is in the Yankees class. Because with the middle of this lineup, this rotation, and the back end of that bullpen, good luck finding me another team as complete as your New York Yankees. 888-808-1019. I'll figure out a way to... 1019 seems the most obvious. 1019 really kind of feels nice coming off the tongue. So we're going to see how I do it. We're going to mess up. I'll say 877 a million times. Forgive me. I apologize as we do it together, but the number's actually pretty good. 808-1019. McMonagle here with you. I got you till 5 o'clock. We open it with the baseball. We'll get to the Mets and the most important stretch of the season. that begins tomorrow. We'll get to the hockey as well, obviously game two. And what everybody, I read another story about it today, the secret weapon, what they need to do to bounce back, the only decision that makes any sense, doesn't make any sense to me. Daniel Jones is both confident, angry, cocky, looks great, ready for week one. We'll get to Daniel Jones as well. So much to do, such amount of time to do it.